I am sitting here today with the Schedulers and Dispatchers Committee Chairperson, Christy Ivey of the Home Depot, and the incoming Chairperson, Amy Roy of IMS Health. Tell me how the conference is going so far.
Bob, this has been fabulous. We just kicked off our first opening general session today with Gene Kranz as our keynote speaker, and he absolutely was wonderful, inspiring us to put everything into perspective and be able to realize that we are the mission control of a flight department. We can definitely take care of the problems at hand, knowing that other people have done the same thing, and that's really, it was really inspiring to myself, and the audience was, I've gotten some very positive feedback so far about that. So,
besides the excitement of Gene Kranz's presentation, there's also a lot of excitement tied to the fact this is a record-breaking conference.
Absolutely. The numbers back from the NBAA have the attendance level at 2,100 current attendees registered. We have 322 exhibiting companies, and we're truly excited about this number.
And there's a lot of other things going on here, too, in terms of regional groups and contact Congress booth and various other features of the conference, right?
That's true. Now, we have a regional group subcommittee, and the NBA regional reps are also here. But they're here for us to know that we have a voice in our regional area. The grassroots campaign to make sure that we have that local area, and that's how we get things done with the NBA, and that's why they have the Contact Congress program going on now, which does have the booth that you can go and submit your information and letters to support your congressmen and representatives to support you in Washington, and that's what they're here for.
Amy, there's also quite an extensive SPDP program here. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. We do have an extensive program this year. Normally, in the past, we have about 4 SPDP courses. This year, we upped it a little bit. We're offering 6 this year, and they are before and after the conference. Sometimes we usually do them before, but this year we split them.
And I understand there's going to be special recognition of people who put in some time with the various courses.
That's correct. That is something new this year as well. They will be giving out plaques and an awards ceremony tomorrow for anyone who has taken more than 6 SPDP courses.
Wow.
And we actually have, I believe, 30-something people who have taken more than 6.
Really? Great.
Which is great.
I also understand that for first-time visitors, a new program, Christy, right?
Yes, we typically have a first-time attendee meeting the evening before the conference kicks off. We had it last night and had a record number of 198 first-time attendees at that meeting. And this year, thanks to the support of Universal Weather and Aviation, specifically Fran Dawson, who is a member of the Ambassador Subcommittee on the Schedulers and Dispatchers Committee, they created a NBA Schedulers and Dispatchers First-Time Attendee Conference Passport, and it gives a wealth of information to any first-time attendee, welcoming them to this conference to make them not feel so out of the loop as their first time out. It also has the opportunity for them to get their passport stamped at different sessions that they go to and enter to win 2 round-trip tickets on, I believe, Southwest Airlines. They get to mention their top sessions, take some notes on top speakers, as well as a directory, and they have a place for business contacts, because we're all about networking here, too. This is a wonderful opportunity for that. What I'd like to stress also is that this year we did recommended session tracks for first-time attendees. So in the back of the passport, we have recommended for a brand-new scheduler and dispatcher, and another track for recommended vendors, such as service providers and FBO personnel. So we're really excited about this program.
In terms of sessions, you've got quite the diversity. I understand that your guiding principle was to provide something for everyone. Tell me a little bit about how you put that together.
Well, we start planning this conference back in the spring of the year prior, and the committee is truly dedicated to topping the last few years and making sure we're always offering the best and the most informative takeaways for every attendee. So the hardest job of the incoming chair is to, how do I top last year? How do we as a group, as a team, put together some exciting sessions? So we try to come up with new sessions as well as twists to old sessions. This year we have made sure that we designated beginner, intermediate, advanced, and general sessions that we offer, such as a beginner would be a beginning essentials of business aviation. An intermediate this year is cross-border issues, and Amy will take a little bit of time and describe a little bit more about that exciting in just a minute. Advanced would be NBAA GA Desk Manager Joe D'Amato is going to be speaking at the ATC TFM Delay Workshop, I believe, and it's going to be very informative technical session for those advanced that are trying to get some more information how to do their jobs better when you're dealing with the ATC delays. A general session would be business etiquette. In this these days of airmail etiquette, email etiquette, and office etiquette, we definitely need something like that. So, like you said, something exciting and new, we are having the cross-border issues. So, Amy, take it away.
The cross-border issue, like Christy said, is what we would consider an intermediate session, but it is the first time that we actually have U.S. Customs and Border Protection together with Mexican Customs, Canadian Customs, the president of CBAA, as well as a representative from the IBAC. They are all together at the same table and all here to answer your customs questions, because a lot of times you'll get different reports from different people in customs. So it's very important that everyone attend this one, and that way they'll get all their questions answered.
And I understand that these sessions are also tailored for pilots and other aviation professionals, not just schedulers and dispatchers,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. This conference is something that, in addition to the networking opportunities, the sessions and workshops provided are geared towards the scheduler and dispatcher, but also could provide a wealth of information for flight crew members, flight attendants. There's a catering session, maintenance managers, directors of flight departments. There's takeaways for all these, and we actually see several of those entities here at our conference each and every year. They're our greatest cheerleaders and proponents. So, and we have the CD available here, and I believe you can order it from NBAA as well, that does have the breakout session handouts and PowerPoint presentations. So if you aren't able to attend, you will be able to get the CD from NBAA.
That's great. Amy, tell me how you're going to top this all next year. I'm sure you've got your work cut out
well,
for you.
Well, we try. We work hard on it every year, and it's been working out so far. We are definitely coming up in numbers every single year. We certainly came up a lot this year. So right after this meeting, we will start the wheels turning on the location, the speakers, working on our meaty sessions for you for next year. Again, we do try and bring in more people every year. And like Christy just mentioned, I would like to say that it seems every year that we do seem to get more directors and more flight attendants and more pilots and that sort of thing. And we encourage that, you know, to come to our conference. And another big thing right after this is we're looking for applicants for our committee. So right now is when we start to gather all the applications, which you can get online, or you can contact me if you need an application. This is when we sit down and bring on new committee members.
Christy, Amy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
So that's how it really works.
You know what? I wasn't. I wasn't